This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, the fatal attraction of extreme skiing. But first, today in Oregon, a setback for nearly 3,000 married gay couples. The Oregon Supreme Court ruled that the marriage licenses were invalid, and the court said the county, which issued those licenses, overstepped its legal authority. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Radio has been covering reaction to this ruling today and joins us now from the state capitol there in Salem. Which county is it, Colin?
It is Multnomah County that issued the marriage licenses in March of 2004.
And it's the only county in the state that did so.
That's right. There was another county, Benton County, that considered the question, but all the focus was really on Multnomah County. It was about a six-week period, and it was quite emotional for most of the people involved getting married and the opponents of gay marriage. Oregon and Multnomah County was suddenly thrust into the national and international spotlight on the issue of gay marriage.
People from that county getting married or from the rest of Oregon or from the rest of the country, how was it working?
I met people from all over. People drove, you know, Oregon's a pretty big state, and people drove as much as, 10, 12 hours to Multnomah County. I also met people from Seattle who came down to get married, but most of the people, I think, were from the Multnomah County area, which is Oregon's most populous.
So the state Supreme Court today says those people are no longer married. Why did they say that?
And actually, the Supreme Court went one step further and said they never were married because the court said that Multnomah County and the county chair, Diane Lynn, did not have the authority and overstepped her authority, that this was that marriage and the policy question of gay marriage is, in fact, a statewide concern, the court called it, not something that county officials are to decide. So what the court said is that they were never married, and that Multnomah County did not have the authority. Now, the one question that the court did not answer, and this is what gay rights advocates were arguing today, devastated as they were, they pointed at the silver lining from their perspective, that the court did not say whether gay couples deserve or are required to receive civil unions. And the court said that if you're going to ask that question, you have to file a new lawsuit. And they said that's exactly what they're going to do.
So that will be in progress. What is the overall view of the entire state of Oregon about gay marriage?
Well, in November, Oregon, along with I think it's 10 other states, approved a constitutional ban on gay marriage. The vote was a little closer in Oregon than some of the 70-30, 80-20 votes in other parts of the country, but it was still pretty sizable. I think it was something like 57% of the state said that Oregon should not have gay marriage. But what gay rights proponents argue is that civil unions may be possible. And in fact, there's a bill in the legislature to do just that, supported by the Democratic governor, Ted Kulongoski.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, civil unions would be the fallback position for the gay rights people, and they have been expecting this?
Well, and I think that was really at the heart of this this lawsuit, that the lawsuit originally said that gay couples have a right to marriage. And what the court said and during the oral arguments back in December, a lot of the questions ran along this line were, how can you say that there's a constitutional right for marriage for gay couples when voters just amended the Constitution to say that they don't have a right to gay marriage, that in fact marriage is a union between one man and one woman? So the court basically said that voters decided that question, but that still leaves open the question of civil unions.
Has this issue in Oregon of gay marriage been one that's been pretty intense over this time?
Very intense. I think that, Oregon has a habit of being on the forefront of a lot of national issues. We're the only state with an assisted suicide law, and there are various other examples like this. So when this was percolating in San Francisco and Massachusetts at the time, I think there were a lot of people who just assumed that inevitably Oregon would be on the forefront of this too. It has been quite an emotional debate, and the press conference that the advocates of gay rights had was very emotional today. And I should say that that the victors in this lawsuit, the opponents of gay marriage, were emotional as well. I think that a lot of them feel bittersweet about it, that this is a victory for them. But at the same time, there are 3,000 couples in this state or around the country who thought they were married, and they are not.
Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Radio talking with us from Salem. Thank you, Colin.
You're welcome.